In this country, how would you say things like the Me Too movement and the reaction to the Supreme Court justice hearings from last fall, how has all of that galvanized or taken shape to impact things like trauma-informed care?
Well, you know, it was interesting after the confirmation hearings. I meet with a group of local private practitioners. They said that sexual abuse survivors came in droves because of being triggered, because of the Kavanaugh hearings, et cetera. So I know in our community, at least that was subjective, obviously small sample, but an awful lot of people were very, very upset, and it brought back a lot of childhood sexual trauma for them, sometimes adult sexual trauma as well. So that was certainly one impact I saw locally.
Yeah, and of course, the Me Too movement is probably a broader social movement, but it that does include a lot of instances of trauma.
There are two sides to the coin. On the one hand, to stand up and say Me Too, it can be very empowering. There's the, I think the ISU campus is having a denim day. There was a prosecution. I'm not going to say what country because I may get it wrong. In another country, that a rape prosecution that was overturned because the judge decided that the woman's jeans were too tight, and she would have been inviting. Well, she would have had to help her perpetrator get her jeans off, was what they said. And then the response to that was wearing, in that country, the female legislators wore jeans the next day to say, we stand beside this woman. We believe her story. We believe what she told.
And there was revictimization, basically.
Revictimization by that being overturned. So I'm definitely seeing women, just the idea that women are heard, that women are believed, there certainly is a rise in that understanding, a rise in that idea. And to have a hashtag, to have your own hashtag, and to say Me Too, I'm there as well. So the empowering piece is very positive. Within that process, though, is the reliving, rethinking what has happened, and there certainly can be women coming back and saying, I need a little bit more help getting through this. But I really don't see that as a bad thing if they're coming forward and asking for help, if they're saying, help me get to the next level. I was here, I've been here, perhaps I've been here for 20 years and I've been doing okay. I've known that there was farther that I could go, but what has happened has opened it up and I'm ready to move forward a little bit. So I really think overall that it's a positive. The Kavanaugh hearings may have been something of an exception to that because of some of the exchanges that took place. I know some of those were really difficult for some women to watch. But overall, as a whole, I see it as empowering.